I met the oldest retired postman in the country today. He lives here in Swampscott.
You're Walter?
Hi.
Hi, how are you, sir?
As good as I ever will be, I guess.
I can't believe it. How old are you?
Going on 105.
Walter Mitchell moves along pretty well with his walker. He's a little slumped over, but he is quick. His hands always popping up like a spry, somewhat geriatric middleweight. He's taking in solid food every day, happily, at the Bertram House in Swampscott. He used to deliver the mail in Lynn.
Geez, I loved it. I was down in the brickyard, and it was the tough section. It just suited me fine. The people were my kind of people, and I loved it. Excuse me, I got a leaky nose.
Speaking with a constant smile and an occasional leaky nose, Walter could easily access the memory of that brickyard neighborhood in Lynn 6 decades ago.
Neighbor spoke to neighbor down there. Anybody wasn't feeling good or sick, the neighbors all got together. You don't see that in any part. I love that.
Do you miss being a postman?
Huh?
Do you miss being a postman?
Yeah, I do. I enjoy that.
With Walter, I felt like I was next to a large bank vault that contained something very valuable, if I only had the combination. What's your secret?
Irish. I don't know. God was good to me. I'm a freak. I never expected it. I used to take a day at a time. I take a half a day now, because I never can tell.
With his laughing eyes and his quick smile, this 104-year-old former mailman delivers a sweet message to everybody who's lucky enough to be on his route.
Well, it was sure good to meet you.
Thank you. It's been good to see you. It's good to see anybody at my age.
From Swampscott, Carl Stevens, WBC News Radio 1030.